I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Last summer, Wendy and I led a group on a tour of the gardens of England and Wales. Leaving our own gardens for 10 days in midsummer was hard, but boy, was it worth seeing English cottage gardens in full bloom. Although we won't be recreating the luster of Wisley, Sissinghurst Castle, and other famous gardens, there are some design tips that can work in any size garden. Here's what I learned. English cottage gardens were based on the gardens found around small cottages in the country. They didn't have a lot of space, so many different plants grew on top of each other and into pathways, creating an informal design. To mimic this effect, start with the bones of your garden. These are the trees, shrubs, arbors, boulders, and walls that add structure to your garden. Start with these elements, then work in your annuals, perennials, bulbs, and edibles. Plant in clumps of similar plants. You can play with colors and flowering times as well, but don't get too caught up in finding the perfect matches. Some of my best color combinations were accidents, when self-sown plants flowered next to established ones. Don't be shy about mixing fruits, herbs, and vegetables in the cottage garden too. The original cottage gardens were filled with utilitarian plants. There are many beautiful berry bushes and ornamental vegetable varieties to add. Think about height. Adding a rustic arbor, teepee, fence, or even just a tall tree or shrub will lead the attention through the garden and up to the height of the taller or vining plants. These features can be used as focal points to help guide the viewer through the garden. Create winding paths for access. These allow surprises to pop up at every turn as you walk in the garden. And don't forget to rest. Have a bench or place to sit to rest and enjoy the beauty that you've created. And now for this week's tip. Start leek seeds indoors now, 10 weeks before moving the transplants outdoors in late April. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about ginger. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.